Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So I'm switching to English.
现在我要转成英语。
So if I speak in Chinese, just remind me.
如果不小心说了中文，请提醒我一下。
Okay, and you know we have this conference.
我知道我们有这个特会。
And the messages were taken from the last July training.
那个信息呢是从七月份的夏季训练。
You know, I really appreciate that training.
我非常饱爱这个训练。
You know, and it's on the experience, enjoying, and expressing Christ.
训练的主题是经历、享受并彰显基督。
Number three.
第三。
So in this training that we just concluded.
在这刚结束的训练里。
You know, the messages are from Philippians to 1 John.
那个信息呢是从腓立比书一直到约翰书信。
I don't know if you know, but this coming December training,
不晓得你知道不知道，但接下来要来的冬季训练
，we will have the last series of experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ number four.
我们将会进入经历、享受并彰显基督第四。
And it will be fully on this one book of Revelation.
它会完全在启示录这本书中。
So I just hope that you will all participate in that training.
盼望我们每一位都参与这要来的训练。
And because we have only 5 sessions,
因为这一次我们只有五堂信息。
You know, after some fellowship with the author of the outlines,
做纲要的弟兄交通了之后。
We chose 5 messages.
我们选了五篇信息。
And the first message is Christ as our virtue, peace of God, our secret, and the one who empowers us.
第一篇信息乃是基督为我们的美德，神的平安，我们的秘诀和那加我们能力者。
And the second message is on message 2 of that July training, which is knowing and taking Christ as our pattern.
第二篇乃是训练的第二篇，认识基督做我们的榜样，并以他为榜样。
So it's just not knowing, but you need to take him as our pattern.
不只是认识基督做我们的榜样，我们还要以他为我们的榜样。
In the third message, we took message 5 of that training.
第三篇信息呢，我们是用训练的第五篇信息。
Which is the cause of our blamelessness in holiness and the cause of our complete sanctification in our spirit, soul, and body.
这信息是使我们在圣别上无可指摘的原因，并使我们的灵魂体完全圣别的原因。
And last night we covered the fourth message, which is taken from message 9.
昨天晚上呢，我们进入这里的第四篇信息，就是训练的第九篇信息。
The vision, experience, enjoyment, and expression of the supreme preciousness of Christ.For the genuine church life.
Amen. 对基督无上宝贝的意象、经历、享受与彰显，为着真正的教会生活。
And for this morning, we will cover message 11.
那今天早上呢，我们要进入第十一篇信息。
Which is the fellowship of eternal life, the reality of living in the body of Christ.
那就是永远生命的交通，在基督身体里生活的实际。
I don't know if you have the key statements. Do you all have the key statements?
不晓得你们有没有这个标语。
If not, I will read you some of the key statements as a summary of these messages that we just taken.
我愿意读一段标语，作为我们已过这几篇信息的一个总汇。
I would read it in English.And Nazareth would read it in Chinese. But if you have it, please follow.
Amen.
The first key statement is message number 1. We need to learn Christ as the secret of being transformed, that is, of being metabolically changed in our natural life, in any kind of environment, in any kind of environment, situation, or circumstances.This practical and simple secret is to practice, oh, praise the Lord, is to practice speaking with the Lord constantly, then spontaneously, we will live Christ.
Amen. 第一个标语， 我们在各种环境、境遇和遭遇里，都需要学基督做我们逐渐变化，也就是在天然的生命里新陈代谢的改变的秘诀。这实际又简单的秘诀就是操练常与主说话，我们自然就会活基督。
Yes, so when you practice speaking to the Lord constantly, then spontaneously we will live Christ.
Amen. 只要我们操练一直的与主说话，我们自然的就会活基督。
Oh, that's a wonderful secret.
这真是一个太好的秘诀了。
So key statement number two,In order to experience Christ and live Christ, we must know Him as our pattern and take Him as our pattern. Take Christ's mind as our mind and know the Son's submission.
Amen. 第二个标语，我们要经历基督并活基督，就必须认识他做我们的榜样，并以他为我们的榜样，以基督的心思为我们的心思，并认识子的顺服。
And last night we covered key statement number three, which says, we must redeem the time to enjoy Christ as the supreme preciousness of God, so that we can be constituted with Him to be men of preciousness as His personal treasure. Amen. As we live in His precious presenceenjoying Him as our portion, even as He enjoys us as His treasure, He builds Himself into us to make us His spiritual house and His holy and royal priesthood for the accomplishment of His heart's desire.
Amen. 昨天晚上的信息呢，乃是第三个标语，我们必须赎回光阴，享受基督做神无上的宝贝，使我们被他构成，成为宝贵的人，做他自己的珍宝。当我们活在他宝贵的同在里，享受他做我们的份，正如他享受我们做他的珍宝，他就将自己建造到我们里面，把我们做成他属灵的殿和他圣别君尊的祭司体系，以完成他心头的渴望。
Okay, as we come to the last message, which is this morning,
那我们来到今天早上最后一堂的信息。
We have some fellowship.
我们有一点的交通。
And I'm glad the brothers chose message 11.
我非常感谢弟兄们选了第十一篇的信息。
So in the training, the ending is on message 12.
在这训练里面，这个结束是第十二篇信息。
Which is entitled The True One.
真实者。
That is the training.
但那是那训练。
But in this conference,
但在这次的特会，
the brothers feel that we need to end this conference with fellowship.
那弟兄觉得我们需要以交通来结束这次的特会。
And the more I get into this message, the more I feel like this is what we need today.
Amen.越多进入到这篇信息，我越觉得这真是我们今天所需要的。
If we are short in our fellowship, we cannot have a proper Christian life and church life.
如果我们不够有交通，我们就在我们的教会和基督徒生活里有所短缺。
So even if we come to this title,
所以当我们来到这个主题，
I don't know if you have ever heard such a title.
不晓得你有没有听过这样的题目。
It takes me some time to really dive into the significance of this title.
我是需要花了一些时间来进入到这个主题的深处。
Because it says it's the fellowship of the eternal life.
这里说乃是永远生命的交通。
And it is the reality of living the body of Christ.
是在基督身体里生活的实际。
You know, I appreciate this very much.
我非常宝贝这个。
We just don't want to know the body of Christ. We want to proceed so that we are in the reality of the body of Christ.
我们不愿意只知道基督的身体，我们还要继续往前到基督身体里生活的实际。
But how do we do that?
那我们如何做到呢？
How do we have the reality of the body of Christ?
我们如何能有基督身体生活的实际？
It is through the fellowship of the eternal life.
乃是借着永远生命的交通。
Don't you think that is wonderful?
你不觉得这很美妙吗？
You know, this message 11,
这第十一篇的信息
is on 1 John.
是约翰一书。
I think we all know that 1 John is the epistle of John, mainly on
这约翰一书就是一本关于交通的书。
And as I was considering this message,
当我在考虑预备这篇信息，
I know, and I think we all know, that Apostle John was the one who wrote this epistle.
约翰就是写这本书的著者。
But before he wrote this,
但在他写这本书之前，
he saw a vision.
他看见一个意象
，and that vision is recorded in Revelation.
那个意象呢，记载在启示录中。
Oh, praise the Lord! We need to see such vision.
赞美主，我们也需要看见这样的意象。
And in Revelation,
那在启示录中
，Oh, brother, Apostle John saw the final and the most important sign of the age.
使徒约翰他看见这个最终最高的意象
，which is the sign of the New Jerusalem，
那就是新耶路撒冷的意象。
You know, if we dive into the picture, the sign of the Revelation，
当我们看新耶路撒冷这幅图画时
，you know there is so many details, but one of the things that we need to see that is on top of the New Jerusalem is the throne。
这有很多很多新耶路撒冷的细节，但是最主要的一个就是在新耶路撒冷以上有一个宝座。
And that throne is the throne of the redeeming God.
而这个宝座呢是救赎基督救赎主的宝座。
It's the throne of the Father and the Son.
是父与子的宝座。
And if you see that picture, we will surely appreciate it.
当我们看到这幅图画，我们会珍赏。
Because this picture is actually our destiny.
因为这乃是我们的目标。
We want to live this New Jerusalem. We want to work this New Jerusalem.
我们要活这新耶路撒冷，我们要做成新耶路撒冷。
Until we all become the New Jerusalem.
直到有一天我们都成为新耶路撒冷。
You know, I really praise the Lord.
我非常的赞美主。
Through the ministry, we see that out of this throne flows the flow of life.
我们借着执事的信息，让我们看到，乃是从这宝座流出活水的江河。
You know, I'm so glad that our God is not just the Almighty God.
我很感谢主，我们的主不是一个高高在上的神。
He is a flowing God.
他乃是一个永流的神。
Don't you think that is wonderful?
这不是非常的美妙吗？
He is a flowing God.
他是一位永流的神。
And he flow from the throne.
他从宝座流出。
So out of the throne, there's a street.
从这个宝座流出有一条街道。
And in this street is a river of water of life.
在这个街道当中乃是这活水的河。
And on this side and on that side is the tree of life.
在河的两岸有生命树。
Oh, and we know that that street is called the Fellowship Street.
那这个道路呢，就是交通的路。
And it would reach all the 12 gates.
它会经过十二个门。
So every part of the New Jerusalem.
所以在新耶路撒冷的每一个部分
would be fully supplied by this river, this flowing God out of the throne.
乃是从这宝座流出的这位神所供应的。
Don't you think this is wonderful?
这真是非常的美妙。
I just like to remind you of this importance of fellowship.
我盼望借着这样提醒大家这意象的重要性。
We must see that this fellowship is not just to chat with one another.
这不是让我们彼此谈论而已。
It's the fellowship of eternal life.
乃是永远生命的交通。
That means if we really want to fellowship, we need to turn to this eternal life that is in our mingled spirit.
意思就是说，如果我们要有真正的交通，我们必须转回到我们的灵里，因为在我们灵里有着永远生命的交通。
And I'm so glad that after John saw this vision of the New Jerusalem,
而当约翰看见了这意象，这新耶路撒冷的意象之后，
he decided to write the gospel. John.
他决定写约翰书信。
There are already some other gospel.
已经有其他的福音。
But he felt like if we want to reach this goal that the Lord has given us, he has to write another gospel.
但是他觉得如果我们需要达到这生命的目的，他需要写多一本的福音。
So you could see that the gospel of John is a gospel of life and building.
所以我们看到约翰福音就是交通与建造。
And you could see also that Revelation is also a book on life and building.
在新耶路撒冷也是生命与建造的一本书。
But how do you reach from the gospel to Revelation?
那你怎么样从福音到启示录呢
？It's through the divine flow of life.
乃是借着这神圣生命的交通。
Oh, we need to treasure this.Flow of life.
我们必须保爱这生命的流。
You know, so when the Lord came,
当主来的时候
，You know, if you look at the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音
，It's actually divided into two parts.
它被分成两部分。
The first part is from chapter 1 to 13.
第一部分呢是从一章到十三章。
And the second part, which is the last part, is from chapter 14 to 21.
第二部分呢是从14章到21章。
So as you come to 13,
当你来到第13章的时候
that is like the end of the first part.
它是第一部分的结束。
Then you enter into chapter 14.
当你进入第14章的时候呢
But before you go into this second part,
但在进入第14章的前段
You know, I'm so glad that when the Lord came to preach the gospel to that Samaritan woman,
我非常感谢主在来到这撒玛利亚妇人那里传福音的时候
You know, he shares something that is very, very,very profound.
他向他说了一个非常深奥的事。
And I need to testify to you.
我必须向你做见证。
If I did not see chapter 4 of the Gospel of John,
如果我没有读过约翰福音四章
I may not be here today.
我今天不会在这里。
Because I love the world.
因为我很爱这世界。
You know, but praise the Lord for John 4.
但是赞美主有约翰四章。
And John 4:14 says,
四章十四节说
But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever.
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴
But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up.Unto eternal life.
Amen. 我所赐的水要在它里面成为泉源，直涌入永远的生命。
You know, when I read this verse, I said, "Whoa! You get one cup of drink, or maybe one drink, and you got a fountain."
我读着这段话的时候，我说：“哇，原来只喝一杯水就有永远的流在我里面。
And this is a springing fountain.
而且这是一直涌流的一个泉。
It was springing up unto eternal life.
一直涌流到永远的生命。
It's going to flow us unto eternal life.
它会一直涌流到永远的生命。
And we know that the totality of this eternal life is the New Jerusalem.
而这永远的生命的终结就是新耶路撒冷。
Don't you think this is wonderful?
这实在是太美妙了。
You know, sometimes I think, you know, Christian life is not so easy.
我有时候觉得基督徒生活实在不简单。
But actually, if you see that what we have here is a fountain,
但如果你看到我们这里有一个源泉
，It's going to flow us all the way to New Jerusalem.
一直的流到新耶路撒冷。
So let just let him do it.
那我们就让他去完成。
You know, sometimes you know our effort is to stop him from flowing.
常常我们一直努力的让他不流。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美主
As we come to the word of God,
当我们来到主的话面前
I hope we will all be touched,
我们都会被主摸着
That what the Lord wants is to infuse, is to constitute us with himself,
神所要的呢今天乃是将他自己分赐到我们里面
So that he can flow us unto eternal life,
使我们能一直涌流到永远的生命
Now if we come to the second part,
当我们来到这第二部分
Gospel of John,
就是约翰福音的第二部分
You know,A verse there that touched me very much.
这里有一节经节，摸着我。
And I must admit, I was touched because I read a life study.
我必须承认，那是因为我读了一篇生命读经，然后这经节就摸着我。
Before I read the life study of John, you know, I said, "Okay, this is it."
在我读约翰福音生命读经之前，我就只是觉得，哦，这只是一个经节。
But when I read message 29 of the life study of John.
但是当我读约翰福音生命读经第
二十九篇 you know, I was so very touched by that.
我非常的被摸着。
So let me read you chapter 14, verse 6.
让我读十四章九
第六节，
对不起。
You know, I think we all know this verse.
我们都认识这节经节。
But you know, you just to read this verse is not enough.
但是只读这节经节是不够的。
But let me read you this verse first.
先读这经节。
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Amen. 耶稣说，我就是道路、实际、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
You know, the Lord said, I am the way, the reality, and the life.
主说，我是道路、实际、生命。
So, you know what he is actually telling us?
他这里真正在告诉我们的。
You know, in chapter 14, you know, everyone thinks that most Christians think, not everyone, most Christians think that what is being spoken in chapter 14is for the Lord to go so that he can prepare a heavenly mansion for all of us.
许多的基督徒他们对十四章的认知是主到天上为我们预备一个天堂。
But, you know, just in this verse, our going is not to go to a heavenly mansion, it's to go to the Father.
但是在这节我们看得很清楚，这个去不是去个天堂，而是去到父那里去。
Don't you think that is wonderful?
这实在是非常美妙。
You know, when I heard about all these things about heaven,
当我听到人家说关于天堂，
I don't appreciate it very much.
我并不怎么珍赏。
Because I felt, you know, why should I go to such a faraway mansion?
我在想，为什么要去一个这么远的地方呢？
And if we have to live there for eternity, it would be very boring.
还要在那里活永远活着，真是非常的无聊。
I don't know if you ever feel this way.
不晓得你有没有这样子想过。
But I feel like this is not a gospel to me.
我觉得这对我真不是一个福音。
Even at one time, you know, I was questioning the Lord.
甚至有一天我还在问主。
Why do you allow me to be born on this earth?
你为什么让我活被生在这个世界上？
You know, this is not so good.
这好像没什么好的。
You know, but praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
If you go to this footnote,
当你来到这一节的注解。
14:6 footnote 1,
注一。
You know, it gives me such a gospel.
它成为一个福音。
Okay, let me read it to you.
读一读。
He said the way for men to enter into God,is the Lord himself.
人进入神里面的道路乃是主自己。
Where are we going?
我们去哪里啊？
We are entering into God.
我们乃是进到神里面。
Wonderful.
非常的哇好。
So he said the way for men to enter into God is the Lord himself. He is the way.
人进入到神里面的道路乃是主自己，主就是道路。
Since the way is a living person, the place to which the Lord brings men must also be a person.
Amen. 这道路既是一个活的人位，所以主要带人去的地方也必须是一个人位。
And that person is God himself.
就是父神自己。
So the Lord himself is the living way.
主自己是活的道路。
By which man is brought into God the Father.
把人带进父神这活的地方。
The living place.
这活的地方。
The way, this way, the way needs the reality.
这个道路呢需要实际。
And the reality needs life.
这个实际需要生命。
You know, that's why when the Lord spoke that message, that verse, he said, I am the way, the reality,and the life.
这就是为什么主在这节经节里面说，我就是道路、实际、生命。
The way needs the reality, and the reality needs the life.
这个道路需要实际，实际需要生命。
The Lord himself is the life to us.
主自己对我们乃是生命。
These lives bring us the reality.
这生命将实际带给我们。
That is the real realization of what this life is all about.
这是对这生命最高的认识。
And this reality becomes the way by which we enter into the enjoyment of God the Father.
这实际又成了道路，使我们得以进入对父神的享受里。
Don't you think this is wonderful?
这实在是非常的美妙。
He is the life.
他是生命。
And this life will bring us into reality.
这个生命把我们带到实际。
And this reality is going to bring us into a way which is Christ Himself.
而这生命要带我们到一个路，这个路就是带到神里面。
This way.This Christ Himself will bring us into the Father, into the Father's house.
这就是基督把我们带到父里面，带到父的家中。
Don't you think this is wonderful?
你不觉得这很美妙吗？
Also, when we receive this life,
所以当我们接受这生命的时候，
it has everything that we need.
它有我们所需要的一切。
So let's just pay attention to this life.
所以我们只需要注意这个生命。
Don't neglect this life that is now in our spirit.
千万不可以轻视这个在我们里面的生命。
Okay, let's come to the outline.
我们来到纲要。
You know, in outline, if you look at those verses,
当我们看这纲要的经节，
you know, from John, 1 John 1:1,
从约翰一书一章一节，
all to the 1 John 2:2,
一直到约翰一书二章二节。
You know, there are so many verses here.
这里有很多的经节。
But I want to point out a few verses here.
但我要点出几个重点。
So that we would know what is the emphasis.On these verses.
所以我们能知道这这信息在这经节中的重点在哪。
First John 1:2.
第一章二节。
And the life was manifested.
这生命已经显现出来。
Oh, this life was manifested.
这生命显现出来。
And we have seen and testify and report to you the eternal life.
我们也看见过，现在又做见证这永远的生命。
And it was.With the Father and was manifested to us.
将原与父同在且显现。
Don't you think this is wonderful?
这是非常的非常的棒。
The Lord came so that the Father's life, this eternal life, could be manifested to us.
主来了，所以这父永远的生命能得以显现出来。
So the important word here is the life.
所以在这里重要的词是生命。
This is a Zoe life. This is eternal life.
这是Zoe 的生命，这永远的生命。
Okay, if you go to the next verse, which is 1 John 1:3.
下一个经节一章三节。
It said, "That which we have seen and heard, we report also to you."
我们将所看见并听见的也传与你们。
That you also may have fellowship with us.
使你们也可以和我们有交通。
And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
而我们的交通又是与父并与他儿子耶稣基督所有的。
So after this life is manifested,
当这个生命已经得着彰显了。
You know, I'm so glad that when the apostles saw this life,
当使徒约翰看见这个生命的时候，
you know, they did not stop.
他们没有停在那。
After they fellowship with the Father,
他们与父交通了之后，
they continue to fellowship to so many of the people.
他们继续的把这个生命交通给许多的人。
And this fellowship is the fellowship with the Father and with all the saints.
这个交通呢，是与父并与他儿子所有的交通。
Okay, another important verse here is 1 John 1:7.
另外一个很关键的经节呢，是一章七节。
It said, "If we walk in the light as He is in." The light.
当我们若在光中行，如同神在光中。
Oh, we have fellowship with one another.
我们就彼此有交通。
And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from every sin.
他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
So in this verse, there's two very important words.
在这节里面有两个关键词。
It is the light.
就是光。
The light that He is in.
是他所在的光中。
And the next one is blood.
另外一个是血。
The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣的血。
If we come to Him, He's going to shine upon us.
当我们来到他面前的时候，他会光照我们。
To cause us to know where we are.
知道我们的光景。
And we will be willing to take Him as our blood to cleanse us from all our sins.
我们也愿意以取用他的宝血来洗净我们一切的罪。
Okay, let's come to Roman number one.
我们来到第一大点。
He said John's epistle, especially his first epistle, unfold the mystery of the fellowship of the eternal life.
约翰的书信, 特别是约翰一书, 揭开永远生命交通的奥秘。
You know, again, I'm just so, I praise the Lord so much.
我非常的赞美主。
You know that today we have the recovery version.
今天我们有恢复本圣经。
Don't you think that is wonderful?
你不觉得这非常的美好吗?
You know, I was in France not some time ago.
不久前我去了法国。
And I was so touched that so many of the French people love the recovery version.
我非常的感动, 看到有很多法国人非常保爱恢复本圣经。
You know, I really don't know what happened to them.
我不晓得他们, 做了什么。
Because in the past, they don't want the Bible.
因为之前他们不喜欢圣经,
不要圣经。 They are in the post-Christian era.
他们是在基督教之后的世界。
But probably because of so much prayer, 但是, so much petition for the French people.
但是借着身体许多, 的代祷,
You know, during this time when we distribute the Bible after the Olympic,
就在, 之前, 这个, 奥运会之后的圣经的分发,
Oh, there is just so much people that desire to have the Bible.
有好多的人, 真是渴慕得着恢复本圣经。
I don't know if you have heard,
不晓得你有没有听说,
they testify to us,
他们对我们做见证,
that more than 100 cases,
有超过100个,
People come to the table.
他们来到桌子面前,
because they were already touched by the Lord to get a Bible.
因为他们已经被主摸着, 要拿到圣经。
You know, one person went to buy a Bible.
有一个人去买了一本圣经。
But somehow his credit card doesn't work.
但是他的信用卡刷不过。
So he cannot get a Bible.
所以他得不到一本圣经。
And when he came out, there is a table.
然后当他走出来的时候,
在这里就有一个桌子。 That needs no credit card.
不需要任何的付费。
Don't you think that's wonderful?
实在是太美好了。
Yeah, anyway, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Okay, now let's come to 1 John 1:3, which we read a while ago.
我们刚刚念了约翰一书一章三节。
Okay, there is a footnote. In this verse,
在这节中有一个注解,
and that footnote is on the word fellowship.
是在交通这个词上。
Okay, fellowship.
交通。
You know, this is a long footnote.
这是一个很长的注解。
So I hope you will be all braced to hear this footnote.
我希望你们预备好听这个注解。
So if you have your Bible, you can turn to it.
如果你们有, 圣经, 也请你们打开。
1 John 1:3. Footnote 3.
约翰一书一章三节注三。
Okay, this is talking about what fellowship is all about.
这告诉我们交通的意义。
He gave us some definition of this fellowship.
也给我们, 这个交通, 的意义。
Okay, he said the Greek word, this the Greek word of fellowship means joint participation, common participation.
原文意一同参与，共同分享。
Fellowship is the issue of eternal life, and it's actually the flow of eternal life within all the believers who have received and possessed the divine life.
交通乃是永远生命的流出，并且实际上就是所有已在接受并得着神圣生命之信徒里面永远生命的流。
It is illustrated by the flow of the water of life in the New Jerusalem.
这是新耶路撒冷里生命水的流所描绘的。All
genuine believers are in this fellowship.
因此，所有的真信徒都在这交通里。It
is carried on by the Spirit in our regenerated spirit.
这交通是凭我们重生之灵里的那灵而继续的。
And it is called the fellowship of the Holy Spirit and the fellowship of our spirit.
因此称为圣灵的交通和我们灵的交通。
It is in this fellowship of the eternal life that we the believers participate in all that the Father and the Son are and have done for us.
我们信徒乃是在这永远生命的交通里有份于父与子所事并为我们所做的一切。
That is, we enjoy the love of the Father and the grace of the Son by virtue of the fellowship of the Spirit.
这乃是我们借着那灵的交通享受父的爱和子的恩。
Okay, such a fellowship was first the apostles' portion in their enjoyment of the Father and the Son through the Spirit.
这样的交通首先乃是使徒在借着那灵享受父与子上所得的份。
Hence in Acts 2:42, it is called the fellowship of the apostles. 因此 the fellowship with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
因此称为使徒的交通，以及本节我们使徒的交通，就是与父并与他儿子耶稣基督的交通。
It is a divine mystery.
这是个神圣的奥秘。
This mysterious fellowship of the eternal life should be considered the subject of this epistle.
永远生命这奥秘的交通，应当视为本书信的主题。
So if you come to 1 John, you know that it is talking about this.Kind of fellowship.
所以当我们来到约翰一书，我们要认识他所教的说的交通就是这种的交通。
Okay, then it follows.
他接着说
Fellowship here indicates a putting away of private interests and a joining with others for a certain common purpose.
Amen. 交通在此指明为着某一共同的目的，把个人的利益放在一边，并连于别人。
Hence, to have fellowship with the apostles, to be in the fellowship of the apostles, and to have fellowship with the triune God in the apostles' fellowship is to put aside our private interests and join with the apostles and the triune God for the carrying out of God's purpose.
Amen.因此与使徒有交通，在使徒的交通里，并在使徒的交通里与三一神有交通，乃是放下我们个人的利益，连于使徒和三一神，为着完成神的定旨。
This purpose, according to John's subsequent writing, is twofold.
按照约翰以下所写的，这定旨是双重的。
First, that the believers grow in the divine lifeby abiding in the triune God and based on the divine birth, live a life of the divine righteousness and divine love to overcome the world, death, sin, the devil, and idols, and that the local churches be built up as the lampstand for the testimony of Jesus and consummate in the New Jerusalem as a full expression of God for eternity.
Amen.一信徒因着住在三一神里，得以和神得以在神圣的生命里长大，并基于神圣的出身，过神圣之义和神圣之爱的生活，以胜过世界、死、罪、魔鬼和偶像。二，众地方召会为着耶稣的见证得以建造起来，成为灯台，并终结完成于新耶路撒冷，做神完满的彰显，直到永远。
Okay, in the last portion here, our participation in the apostles' enjoyment of the triune God is our joining with them and with the triune God, our joining with them, with the apostles and the triune God for his divine purpose, which is common to God, the apostles, and all of us, the believers.
Amen.最后一段说，我们有份于使徒对三一神的享受，就是连于使徒和三一神，以完成神、使徒和所有信徒所共有三一神的神圣定旨。
You know, I hope you would mark this down, so when you go home today, read that over and over again.
盼望你们把这个画下来，回去之后读一遍再一遍。
If you actually get into that footnote.
那如果你进到这个注解里
，You have the whole burden of this message.
你就得到这篇信息的总的负担。
Okay, that's why I read this, so I don't have to speak too much.
所以我读了这段，我就不用说太多了。
So I can leave a lot of time for you to all prophesy.
就留很多的时间让你们来分享。
Okay, is that a deal?
我们说定了吗
？All right, let's come to.A here.
好，我们来到第一终点。
Okay, how about all the English speaker read A and all the Chinese speaking read in silence?
我们请英语的念第一终点。
Okay, fellowship is the flow of eternal life. It all illustrated by the flow of the water of life in New Jerusalem, the reality of the body of Christ, the church life in actuality.Is the flow of the Lord Jesus within us, and the flowing on must have a preeminence within us. Okay, I hope the Chinese speakers you read this right.
我们读中文的你们已经读了。
你们有没有读啊 ？Okay, 我们时间不够。I said that our time is limited, so we have to try to minimize.Okay, B here, how about a Chinese speaker read in Chinese And all of us could read by silently by our languages. You know, you can read it in Spanish, Korean, everything else.
Amen. 因为时间的缘故，第二终点，请中文的读，那其他语言的呢，请默默的读。
Okay, go.
交通乃是永流的三一神，父是生命源，子是生命泉，灵是生命河。这永流的结果带进永远生命的总和，就是新耶路撒冷。
Oh, praise the Lord. Now see, let me read C to you.
赞美主，我现在念第三终点。
What is fellowship? Fellowship is the imparting of the triune God, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, into the believers as their unique portion and blessing for them to enjoy today, and not just today, but for eternity.
Amen.什么是交通？交通乃是三一神父子灵将他自己分赐到信徒里面，做他们唯一的份和福分，给他们享受，不只是今时，也是直到永远。
You know, if we truly experience and enjoy this flow,
如果你真的享受这流，
then we can enjoy those blessings that is recorded in number six.
那我们能够也在享受民数记六章里面所说的福分。
We will enjoy God the Father, how He bless and keep us.
我们会享受父如何赐福给我们，也保护我们。
How the God, the Son, you know, shine upon us and be so gracious to us.
那子如何的面光照耀我们，也赐恩给我们。
And we can enjoy the Spirit.Lift up His countenance upon us, and to give us peace.
我们也享受那灵向我们扬脸，赐我们平安。
Okay, so let's remain in this fellowship.
让我们留在这交通中。
Indeed, here says fellowship indicates putting away of private interests. You know, that's what we read in the footnote. Fellowship indicates putting away of private interests and joining with others for a certain common purpose. Hence, to be in the divine fellowship is to put aside our private interests and join with the apostles and the triune God for the carrying out of God's purpose.
Amen. 第四重点是我们刚才在注解里面所读的，交通指明为着某一个共同的目的，把个人的利益放在一边，连于别人。因此在神圣的交通里，就是放下我们个人的利益，连于使徒和三一神，为着完成神的定旨。
You know, when we fellowship,
当我们交通的时候，
we know that he is happy and we are happy.
他喜乐，我们也喜乐。
But that's not the only thing.
那它不是唯一的点。
We fellowship,
我们交通，
so that we can be one in the fulfillment of his purpose.
使我们能够在完成他的定旨中与他是一。
And E here says, fellowship comes from teaching.
第五说交通来自教训。
So if we teach wrongly and differently from the apostles' teaching, the teaching of God's economy, our teaching will produce a sectarian divisive fellowship.
我们若教导错误或教导不同于使徒的教训、神经纶的教训，我们的教训就会产生宗派分裂的交通。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
I hope we all remember,
盼望我们都记得，
that in God's economy,
在神的经纶里，
we don't have freedom to teach differently.
我们没有教不同教训的自由。
You cannot say, oh, I like this one, I will teach differently from the apostles.
你不能说我因为我喜欢这个，我就要教导与使徒教训不同的教训。
We don't have such freedom.
我们并没有这样的自由。
And if you take such freedom, you just might offend the Lord.
如果你有这样子自己的自由，你有可能就已经冒犯神了。
Okay, You know, I really enjoy this verse in Acts 6:4.
我享受使徒行传六章四节。
I don't know if you remember that verse.
不晓得您记得这节经节吗？
Acts 6:4 says something like
使徒行传六章四节。
But we will continue steadfastly in prayer in the ministry of the word.
但我们要坚定持续的祷告，并进话语的指示。
You know, in the first message that was given on the one accord,
在第一篇信息讲到十一。
You know, Brother Ron spoke this.
Brother Ron 分享了这些信
息。He said something that touched me very much.
他说了一件摸着我的事。
He said the burden of all the messages.
他说所有信息的负担
spoken in that conference
在那特会中所说的
is based on this verse
是从这一节经节出来的。
And this verse says
而这节经节说
，We will continue steadfastly.
我们要坚定持续。
In prayer, in the ministry of the word.
坚定持续的祷告，并进话语的执事。
So it's not talking about they are continuing steadfastly in the fellowship of the apostles.
不是说他们，不是说使徒们。
He said that we all need to take this opportunity.
说我们都要抓住机会。
We need to set our will.
我们必须议定心智
to continue steadfastly in prayer
坚定持续的祷告
and in the ministry of the word
并进话语的指示
You know our prayer must be a fellowship with God the Father
我们的祷告必须是与神的交通
This is the real prayer
这是真实的祷告
Our prayer is not just go and ask the Lord to do this to do that
我们的祷告不是告诉神你去做这个做那个
You know he is not our genie you know
他不是这个精灵
You don't rub a lamp and a genie comes out and you say, okay, go do this.
你磨一个古灯然后一个精灵跑出来。
We have needs.
我们有需要。
Because the Lord wants us to go to him.
他给我们有需要是因为他要让我们回到他那里去。
So that we can have some fellowship with him.
使我们能与他有交通。
So that he can shine upon us.
他能够照亮在我们身上。
And what he wants is to infuse more of himself into us.
他的光照乃是为了使他能更多分赐到我们里面。
More and more like him.
使我们越的像他。
This is the prayer that we need.
这是我们所需要的祷告。
So we should tell the Lord, Lord, we will.
所以我们要告诉主，主我愿意。
We will continue steadfastly in such a prayer, the genuine prayer.
我会坚定持续的这样的祷告，真实的祷告。
We want to pray you into us, and we want to pray ourselves into you.
我要把你祷告到我里面，也把我们祷告到你里面。
The truth is that we can minister the word to others.
那是借着这样的祷告，我们才能进话语的知识。
To build up this corporate entity, which is the body of Christ.
建造这个团体，基督的身体。
For fulfill His purpose.
为着完成他的定旨。
Oh, may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神实在怜悯我们。
You know, it is not difficult.
这不难,
but we need to take some effort.
但我们需要放一点的精力。
You know, just be one with him in our prayer.
要在祷告中与他是一。
You know, so I hope that in prayer meetings, all of you will show up.
所以我盼望我们每一位都来祷告聚会。
It seems like, you know, most of us, if we have a choice,
我们许多人，如果我们有一个选择
you rather take a rest on prayer meeting time.
我们比较希望留在家里休息，不参加祷告聚会。
Is that your case?
是不是这样呢
？But many times I really feel tired on Tuesday.
但我每次周
Wednesday, right?
每次周三我都觉得好累。
Oh, but praise the Lord if we venture out.
但如果我出去了
，in person to pray with the saints.
到祷告聚会中，实体的与圣徒们一同祷告。
Oh, you came back energized.
然后我回来的时候就蛮有活力。
Oh, we need to pray continuously.
我们真是要坚定持续的祷告。
Okay, let's come to F.
那我们来到第六中。
First John reveals the principle of the divine fellowship.
约翰一书启示神圣交通的原则。
Oh, Second John reveals that we must have no fellowship with those who deny Christ.
约翰二书启示我们必须与那否认基督的人没有交通。
And Third John reveals that we should stay in the one fellowship with God's family by sending forward those who trouble for the gospel and the ministry of the word in a manner worthy of God and by not loving to be first in the church.
Amen. 约翰三书启示我们应当留在神家的一个交通里照着与神相配的做法给那些为着福音和话语执事做客旅的人送行并且在教会里不好为首。
You know, by adding this last phrase, you know, not loving to be first in the church.
这最后一个词说不好为首。
That's very important.
这其实非常的重要。
That's why it is included here.
那就是为什么它被写在列在这里。
Okay, now let's come to Roman number two.
好，我们来到第二大点。
You know, Roman number two, you could say, is the real practical burden for this message.
这第二大点呢我们可以说是非常实际的重点
Both two and three
第二和第三
is the practical burden for this message
是实际的负担这信息实际的负担
So Roman number two says
第二大点说
The fellowship of eternal life is the reality of living in the body of Christ in the oneness of the Spirit
永远生命的交通乃是在那灵的依离在基督身体里生活的实际
So we could say When we talk about the fellowship of eternal life, we can say that this fellowship is actually Christ Himself.
我们可以说，这永远生命的交通就是基督自己。
is Christ himself becoming that fellowship.
是基督自己成为那交通。
You know, when we talk about fellowship,
当我们谈到交通,
what do you actually mean or understand about what fellowship is all about?
到底我们的理解是什么呢?
It talks about this fellowship is of the Spirit.
他说这个交通乃是那灵的交通。
So when the Spirit moves,
所以当那灵在行动的时候,
and you could say when the moving Spirit is actually the fellowship.
你可以说那个正在行动中的灵其实就是交通。
Have you ever heard this?
你有没有听过呢?
The moving spirit is the fellowship that we are talking about.
我们正在讲的这个交通就是这行动的灵就是交通。
You know, so Brawley gave an illustration.
李弟兄给我们一个例子。
He said electricity.
他说像电。
Electricity, when it is moving,It's called current.
这个电当它在流动的时候呢，它就叫流。
It's a current of electricity.
就是电流。
But you don't know, you cannot see what electricity is all about.
但你看不到电。
But the electricity flow.
但是这个电它是会流动的。
It's the current.
它就是这个流。
So you can say maybe it's different, but it's not different.
你可以说它是不一样的，但它其实也是一样的。
The electricity is the current. The current is the electricity.
那个流就是电，电就是流。
If the current stops, there's no electricity.
当那个流停止的时候呢，就没有电了。
So this is the same with the spirit.
这灵也是一样的。
Oh, the spirit that is moving is the fellowship that we are talking about.
当这个灵在流动的时候呢，我们就有交通。
If you have the spirit,
当你有灵，
you have the fellowship.
你有那灵，你就有交通。
If you stop fellowshiping,
如果你停止了交通，
you don't have the spirit.
那灵就停止了。
Don't you think that's wonderful?
你不觉得这很美妙吗？
Oh, I'm so touched when I read about this.
我当念读到这个的时候，我非常被摸着。
So this fellowship is the spirit moving.
所以这交通就是那正在流动的灵。
The spirit, this spirit is not just the spirit. This is the spirit of the triune God.
而这个那灵呢，乃是三一神的灵。
So if you have the spirit, if you have the fellowship, you have the triune God.
所以当你有交通，你又有那灵，你就有三一神。
Okay, A here says, we enter into the vertical aspect of the divine fellowship by the divine spirit, the Holy Spirit. This aspect of fellowship refers to our fellowship with the triune God in our loving him.
Man, 第一终点，我们借着神圣的灵，圣灵进入神圣交通垂直的一面。这一面的交通是指我们因着爱上一神，并有与他的交通。
You know, so here we are facing this thing, these two aspects of fellowship.
在这里我们看到这有两面的交通。
There is this vertical fellowship.
有垂直的一面。
And there is this horizontal fellowship.
还有这平面的一面。
You know, fellowship is with the Father.
我们的交通是与父的交通。
And if you have proper fellowship with the brothers of the Father,
当你跟父有真正的交通时，
then you can have a proper fellowship with the saints.
你也能够有真正的交通与圣徒。
And if you have a proper fellowship with the saints,
当你能与圣徒有真正的交通时，
then you can have a proper fellowship with the Father.
你也能有真正的交通，与父神有真正的交通。
So you may ask,
所以我们可以问，
which things come first?
哪一个先呢？
With the Father or with the saints?
是与父神还是与圣徒？
Actually, it's very difficult to figure that out.
那其实呢，这很难说明白。
But these two aspects of the fellowship is one fellowship.
因为这交通的两面其实是一个。
You know, we saw how the apostles fellowship with the Father.
你看到使徒如何与父有交通。
Then they went to the disciple and fellowship with the disciple.
然后他们就去与门徒们交通。
So it's fellowship with the Father and the vertical fellowship first and then the horizontal fellowship.
所以那是有先有垂直的，然后有平面的。
Yeah, that is good.
那非常好。
But many times,
但有许多的时候，
in our experience,
在我们的经历中，
we have horizontal fellowship first.
我们先有平面的交通。
Like when we come to meeting like this,
像我们来到这样的一个聚会。
You know, maybe we have no desire to fellowship with the Father.
我们也许在里面有想要与父神交通。
But because of the fellowship of the saints,
但是是因为与圣徒的众圣徒的
交通。You know, your heart gets warm up.
你的心被暖化了。
So you turn to the Father.
你就转向父神。
You know, many times when we go to some brothers and fellows.
许多时候当我们来到弟兄面前有交通，
you may not understand what they are saying,
你听不懂他们在说什么，
but your heart turned to the Lord.
当你的心转向神，
and then right away you fellowship with the Father.
然后马上你就与父有交通。
Don't you think that is good?
你不觉得那很好吗？
You know, I'm so glad.
我非常的感谢主。
That when you go to Brother Lee,
当你去到李立翁面前，
most of the time he won't tell you what to do.
他很多的时候不会告诉你做什么。
He will tell you to go pray.
他告诉你去祷告。
So you come to fellowship with me, I have only one sentence: go pray to the Lord.
所以你如果来跟我交通，你只有一句话，就是你去祷告。
Oh, this is such a great fellowship.
这真是一个非常棒的交通。
So when people come to us,
所以当人来到我们面前，
don't act as if you know because you don't know.
不要装的好像你知道一样，其实我们什么都不懂。
So tell him, okay, let's pray.
你就告诉他，好，我们现在马上一起祷告，先与神有交通。
Because he is the one that knows.
因为神是知道的。
Amen. So, B says is a horizontal aspect of the fellowship. You know. Okay, let me read this B.
Amen.
We enter into the horizontal aspect of divine fellowship by the human spirit. This aspect of fellowship refers to our fellowship with one another by the exercise of our spirit.In our loving one another.
Amen. 这第二重点呢，它是平面的交通。我们借着人的灵进入神圣交通平面的一面。这一面的交通是指我们借着操练灵彼此相爱，而且彼此之间而有彼此之间的交通。
You know, brothers, I just hope that we will always.
我盼望我们一直的
fellowship with one another.
坚定持续一直的与彼此有交通。
I think we all heard.
我们都听过
that if we truly see that we are members of the body of Christ,
如果我们真正看见我们是基督身体的肢体
we cannot do anything without fellowship.
我们在交通以外不能做任何事
because just like every members of our body, they fellowship with one another.
就像我们身体上的肢体，他们一直都在交通
and all of them fellowship with the head.
他们也与头有交通
So I hope we truly see,
盼望我们真实的看见
that we are members of the body of Christ.
真实的看见我们是基督身体上的肢体
So we would just fellowship and fellowship.
所以我们会交通再交通。
And if we do this,
而如果我们这样做
we have both aspects of the fellowship.
我们就有两面的交通。
Then we will develop healthily spiritually.
那我们就会属灵上非常的健康。
Okay, see here says, the one divine fellowship is an interwoven fellowship.The horizontal fellowship is interwoven with the vertical fellowship.
三重点，这一个神圣的交通乃是交织的交通，平面的交通交织着垂直的交通。
Okay, so this is the interwoven. That means vertical and horizontal.
这是交织的，平面和垂直。
And one who said the initial experience of the apostles was a vertical fellowship with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ. But when the apostles reported the eternal life to others,They experience the horizontal aspect of the divine fellowship.
一使徒们起初的经历乃是与父并与他儿子的耶稣基督垂直的交通，但是当使徒们将永远的生命传于别人时，他们就经历神圣生命神圣交通平面的一面。
Our horizontal fellowship with the saints brings us into a vertical fellowship with the Lord. Then our vertical fellowship with the Lord brings us into a horizontal fellowship with the saints.
二小点，我们与圣徒平面的交通将我们带进与主垂直的交通，然后我们与主垂直的交通将我们带进与圣徒平面的交通。
You know, I would like to read you something.
好，我愿意再对读一点东西。
You know, there is a book called The Triune God to be Life to the Tripartite Man. And this is broadly speaking, not in the very beginning, but in 1990.
我愿意读一段这个直视的话。这本书叫《三一神做三部分人的生命》，是李立翁在1990年释放的信息。
You know, that was a wonderful thing.
那是一个非常好的信息。
And if you go to chapter 18,
当你带到十八章
You know, there is some words there that touch me very much.
这里有一段话非常的摸着我。
You know, I read the whole chapter 18.
我读了整篇第十八篇。
But I don't want to read you the whole chapter.
但我不愿意在这里再读第十八篇。
I'll just read you a little portion of it.
我就只读了一小段。
Okay, it's from the book called The Triune God to be Life to the Tripartite Man.
这本书叫做《三一神做三部分人的生命》。
And if you go to chapter 18,
在第十八篇。
Towards the end of the chapter,
在快结束的部分
you know, Brother Lee shared something like this.
李立翁这么说
Okay. He said, eventually, in this divine fellowship, God is interwoven with us.
最终在神圣的交通中，神就与我们交织在一起。
This interweaving is the mingling of God with man.
这交织就是神与人的调和。
All of the meeting should be an interwoven fellowship with both the vertical and horizontal aspect.
所有的聚会都该是垂直与平面两面交织的交通。
Then he went on to say this.
他接着说。
Okay, listen, all of you that are married.
你们所有结婚的，请注意这段。
He said, our married life should also be an interwoven fellowship.
我们的婚姻生活也应该是交织的交通。
The husband and the wife should not only be interwoven with each other, but also with the Lord.
夫妻不该单单彼此有交织，也该与主有交织。
The real Christian marriage should be the divine fellowship.
真实的基督徒婚姻应该是神圣的交通。
Also, our coordination and work together should also be the divine fellowship.
我们一同配搭和工作也该是神圣的交通。
Okay, and he says, we must realize that when fellowship disappears, God also disappears.
我们必须领悟，当交通没有了，神也消失了。
God comes as the fellowship.
神乃是作为交通而来。
Today, our meeting, our married life, the coordination among the co-workers and the fellowship among the local churches are abnormal because we are short of this fellowship.
Amen. 今天我们的聚会、我们的婚姻生活、同工之间的配搭以及众地方教会之间的交通是不正常的，因为我们缺少着交通。
Oh, today there is not enough fellowship among the local churches, and the churches are not absolutely one in the fellowship.
今天众地方教会之间不够有交通，众教会没有在交通中完全是一。
The divine fellowship is everything in the Christian life.
神圣的交通乃是基督徒生活的一切。
The Apostle Paul lived in this fellowship.
使徒保罗活在这交通中。
When we live in the divine fellowship, our Christian life becomes very living, active, and full of impact.
Amen. 当我们活在神圣的交通中，我们的基督徒生活就变得非常活泼、活跃，并且满了冲击力。
Oh, we need to fully enter into the experience of the divine fellowship in its two aspects by the two spirits.
Amen. 我们需要借着恶灵完全进入神圣交通两面的经历。
Oh, don't you think that is wonderful?
不觉得这非常的好吗？
So let's exercise our spirit to be one with the spirit.
所以我们要操练我们的灵与那灵是一。
And practice this interwoven fellowship.
好操练这个彼此交织的交通。
And then two, he says,
第二说,
you know our horizontal, although I think I've read that, three, he said, we must maintain both the vertical and horizontal aspect of the divine fellowship in order to be healthy spiritually.
二小点我们读过了，三小点说，我们必须保持垂直与平面这两面神圣的交通，好在属灵上是健康的。
Okay, D here says, the divine fellowship is everything in the Christian life.
第四终点，在基督徒生活里，神圣的交通乃是一切。
Oh, when fellowship disappears, God also disappears. God comes as the fellowship.
当交通没有了，神也消失了，神乃是作为交通而来。
That's why we have 2 Corinthians 13, 14.
这就是为什么我们有零后十三章十四节。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen. 愿主耶稣基督的恩、神的爱、圣灵的交通与你们众人同在。
And then two, he says, in this divine fellowship, God is interwoven with us. This interweaving is the mingling of God and man to bring the divine constituent into our spiritual being for our growth and transformation in life.
Amen. 第二小点，在这神圣的交通中，神与我们交织在一起。这种交织就是神与人的调和，把神圣的成分带到我们属灵的所事里，使我们在生命里长大并变化。
Okay, in here in three.
在第三小点。
I think we all experience this very much.
我们都经历过这个。
Is it this divine fellowship?
他说这神圣的交通
blends us，
调和我们
temper us，
调节我们
adjust us，
调整我们
harmonize us，
使我们和谐
and mingle us together into one body，
并将我们调在一起成为一个身体。
You know I really appreciate Brother Lee，
我非常保爱李弟兄。
You know, the Lord has given him enough time.
主给他足够的时间。
So that towards the end of his life,
在他人生的末了，
he really brought us into the blending of one another, blending of the churches.
他把我们带到比彼此以及教会之间的相调。
If we have the burden to build up the body of Christ,
如果我们有建造基督身体的负担，
we need this divine fellowship.
我们需要这神圣的交通。
We need this divine blending.
我们需要这神圣的相调。
So that it can temper us, it could adjust us, it could harmonize, it could mingle us together.
使我们被调和、调节、调整和成为和谐。
You know, I would like to read you another portion from the same book.
我愿意从这本书中再读另外一段。
But it's in chapter 17, towards the end of the chapters.
是在第十七篇，快到结束的部分。
And Broly there says,
李弟兄在这里说，
I have discovered.That the biggest shortage among us is fellowship.
我发现我们中间有很大的短缺，就是缺少交通。
I don't know about you, you know, sometimes I think fellowship is a nuisance.
有时候我觉得这个交通是很麻烦的。
Yeah, because it takes more time.
因为它要花比较多的时间。
If you don't fellowship, it seems faster.
如果没有交通，东西就比较快了。
But actually, it's much slower.
但其实呢，它更慢了。
Okay, so Broly has to say it to remind us.
李弟兄说这句话的意思。
When he said the biggest shortage among us is fellowship.
我们之间最大的短缺就是缺少交通。
He said our problem.
我们的难处。
You'd like to know about your problems?
你想不想知道你的难处呢？
He said our problem is that we do not have the habit to fellowship.
我们的难处乃是没有交通的习惯。
And many of us do not like.Fellowship.
我们许多人也不喜欢交通。
So we should try to have fellowship with our fellow believers as much as possible.
我们必须要尽可能的试着和同作信徒的人有交通。
This divine fellowship not only correct us, it also mold us.
这神圣的交通不只是改正我们，也塑造
reconstitute us.
甚至将我们重新构成。
This fellowship brings the divine constituent into our spiritual being.
这交通将神圣的构成成分带进我们属灵的所事。
Causing a change.In our being,
使我们这个人里面有所改变。
I hope we all want to be transformed. We all want to change.
盼望我们每一个都有这样的愿意，就是要被变化。
How do we do it?
那我们如何能被改变呢？
By being in this divine fellowship,
乃是留在这神圣的交通里。
In the last part of that message,
在这信息的最后一段
，has this title of that section.
那有这样一个标题。
It's called the divine fellowship.Being the reality of living in the body of Christ.
神圣的交通乃是在基督身体里生活的实际。
That's where this title of this message comes from.
那就是我们今天所讲的这篇信息的主题
okay,
题目的
Let me read you those two paragraphs.
我愿意再读这两段。
The divine fellowship is the reality of living in the body of Christ.
神圣的交通乃是在基督身体里生活的实际。
Oh, the Lord has been frustrated toward the century because of the lack of fellowship.
历世纪以来，主一直受阻扰，就是因着缺少交通。
In Revelation 22:20, the Lord Jesus said, "I come quickly."
在启示录22:20，主耶稣说：“我必快来。
But it has been nearly 2,000 years.
但将近2000年过去了。
And the Lord is still not back.
主仍没有回来。
Oh Lord, the reason is that the believers are individualistic, independent, opinionated, and also divisive.
原因乃是信徒持个人主义，都是单独有意见，并且制造分裂的。
The Roman Catholic Church controls people by its organization.
罗马天主教借着组织来管制人。
But those who broke away from Catholicism.
但那些脱离天主教的人
brought in division after division,
又带进一个又一个的分裂。
You know, such a sorry state.
真是非常。
Oh, the believer seems to be like horses without bridles.
就非常消极，信徒好像脱缰的野马。
Today, nothing seems to control them.
今天似乎没有什么能够管制信徒。
Actually, the divine fellowship should control the believers.
但实际上呢，神圣的交通应该管制信徒。
The one thing which should rule us is the divine fellowship.
有一件事能管制我们，那就是神圣的交通。
We are restricted in this fellowship.
我们是在这交通里受限制。
By being restricted in this fellowship, the body of Christ is kept in oneness.
借着在这交通里受限制，基督的身体就蒙保守在一里。
And the work of the ministry continues to go on.
执事的工作呢，就能继续往前。
When we are out of fellowship, everything is finished.
如果我们若离开这交通，一切就都完了。
When we are out of fellowship, everything is finished.
我们若离开交通，一切都完了。
You know, saints, I hope you heard all these things.
盼望你们都听见这话。
We must fellowship.
我们必须交通。
We don't want anything to be finished.
我们不要有任何的事完了。
In the work of the Lord. You know?
在主的工作不能就这样完了。
Okay. Okay. The thing which makes everything alive is fellowship.
那使一切活着的乃是交通。
If we learn to fellowship,
我们若学习交通，
we will receive many benefits.
就会得着许多益处。
Especially in the Lord's work.
特别是在主的工作上，更是如此。
Oh, we need to fellowship and fellowship.
交通再交通。
Okay, let's come to Roman number three.
Amen. 我们来到第三大点。
Okay, let's all read Roman number three, please. In all our languages.
我们一起读，用各种的语言读第三大点。我们要留在神圣交通的享受里，就需要为着在我们天性里内住的罪，取用基督做我们的赎罪祭，并为着我们行为中的恶习，做我们的赎愆祭。
You know, I don't know.
我不晓得。
When you heard about messages on sin offering,
当你听到这个赎罪祭。
Do you think that is a very simple thing?
你可能觉得那是一个非常简单的事。
You know, when men fall, Satan came in.
因为人的堕落，撒旦进来了。
And so when Satan came in, we have a sinful nature in us.
因为撒旦进到我们的里面，我们里面就有这个罪性。
And we need to come to this offering, the sin offering, which is to deal with that sinful nature in us.
所以我们就需要来到赎罪祭面前，应用赎罪祭对付我们里面的罪性。
We need to understand that we do not sin.
我们需要认识我们犯罪。
If we do not have this sinful nature,
如果我们没有罪性，我们是不会犯罪的。
It's because we have this sinful nature in us.
但是因为我们里面有着罪性。
We have the capacity to sin.
我们就成为能够犯罪。
And we have the likelihood to sin.
我们也很可能犯罪。
Because of this sinful nature that is in us.
那是因为在我们里面有这个罪性。
So in this portion, he said we need to take Christ as our sin offering.
所以在这里他就说我们需要取用基督做我们的赎罪祭。
For the indwelling sin.
为这我们这心这里面的内住的罪。
This sin is actually Satan living in us.
这个罪其实就是撒旦。化身在我们的里面。
It's in our nature.
它在我们的属性里。
So that's one part.
这是第一部分。
But we also need to take Christ as our trespass offering.
但我们也需要取用基督做我们的赎愆祭。
This is to deal with all our sinful deeds.
那是为了对付我们行为中的罪行。
You know, there is some verses here.
这里有一些经节。
But I just want to mention a few verses here.
我愿意读几个经节。
You know, when Christ came,
当主来的时候，
Just like in John 1:29,
就像在约翰一章二十九节
，He is the Lamb of God.
他乃是神的羔羊。
He came to die for us.
他来为我们死。
He came to shed His blood.
他来为我们流宝血。
You know, so that He can deal with our sinful nature.
使他能够对付我们天性里面的罪性。
But we need to go over and see that in John 3:14-15.
但我们也需要看到在三章十四和十五节。
It was referring back to Exodus.
这是在说出埃及记。
You know, when all the Israelites were sinning against the Lord,
当这以色列人在犯罪的时候
，the way to stop that plague,
唯一能够停止那个瘟疫。
You know, the Lord has to raise up.A bronze serpent.
主需要立起一个铜蛇。
It has a form of a serpent.
它有铜蛇的形象。
It has the likeness of serpent.
它长得像铜蛇。
But it does not have the poison of serpent.
但它没有蛇的毒性。
So this is to deal with our sinful deeds.
这是对付我们的罪行。
But just to deal with this is not enough.
但是只是这样还不够。
Just like John has to come to message 12, chapter 12, verse 24.
约翰还要到十二章二十四节。
He is the wheat of grain that falls into the ground and dies.
他是那一粒麦子落到地里而死了。
So on one hand, we need to deal with our sinful nature, our sinful deeds, but we also need to come to Him as the life-giving grain.
Amen. 所以不只要对付我们里面的罪性，我们外面的罪行，我们还要来到他做恩典。
Okay, A here says.
在 A 这第一终点这里说
，Sin is the evil nature of Satan who injected himself into man through Adam's fall, and has now become the sinful nature of lawlessness that is dwelling, acting, and working in a law in fallen man.
Amen. 罪是撒旦邪恶的性情，他借着亚当的堕落，已经将他自己注射到人里面，如今成了不法的罪的性情，作为一个律，在堕落的人里面居住、行动并做工。
So this sin is actually a person. It is Satan dwelling in us.
这是人为化的罪，就是撒旦住在我们的里面。
We come to be so taking Christ as our sin offering means, more than just to deal with our sin, It says here, taking Christ as our sin offering means that our old man is dealt with, that sin is the nature of the fallen man is condemned, and that Satan as sin itself is destroyed, and that the world is judged, and that the ruler of the world is cast out.
第二终点，取用基督做我们的赎罪祭，意思就是我们的旧人被对付。堕落之人的性情里的罪被定罪，撒旦这罪的本身被废除，世界受审判，世界的王被赶出去。
The word ruler, that's one. The word ruler in the ruler of this world implies authority or power, and the struggle of power.
这世界的王，这词里的王，含是权势和权力，以及争夺权力。
Oh, we must see that the ruler of the world is cast out.
我们必须要知道，这世界的王已经被赶出去了。
It has no place in the church life.
他在教会生活里面没有地位。
In the church life, there should be no power struggle.
在教会生活中，应该完全没有争夺权力这件事。
And two says the struggle for power is the result and issue of the flesh, sin, Satan, the world, and the ruler of the world.
第二。争夺权力是肉体罪、撒旦世界和这世界的王所产生的。
Oh, the law of the sin, the law of sin in our flesh is the spontaneous power, strength, and energy to struggle with God. And the law of sin offering is the law of the life of the pneumatic Christ, whom we enjoy to automatically and spontaneously free us from the law of sin.
我们肉体里罪的律。是以神相争的自动能力、力量和动力。赎罪祭的律，乃是我们所享受那圣灵之基督的生命的律，使我们自动且自然的脱离罪的律。
We partake of Christ as sin. We partake of Christ as our sin offering, in the sense of enjoying Him as our life, the life that bears others' sins, so that we may be able to bear the problems of God's people by ministering Christ to them.As the sin-dealing life for them to be kept in the oneness of the Spirit.
Amen. 第三终点，我们有份于基督做我们的赎罪祭，是在于享受他做我们的生命，就是那能担当别人之罪的生命，使我们能将基督这对付罪的生命供应神的子民，而担当他们的难处，使他们蒙保守在那里的义里。
Don't you think this is wonderful?
你不觉得这很美好吗？
You know, so on one hand, when we say we are taking Christ as our sin offering, we deal with sin.
从一面来说，我们乃是享受基督做我们的赎罪祭，对付罪性。
But as we bear, as we come to the Lord for Him to bear our sins,
但当我们来到主面前，他担当我们的罪的时候，
we could also bear the sins of the people of the Lord.
我们同时也能担当神的子民的罪。
And this is proven by 1 John 5:16.
这在约翰一书五章十六节证明。
He said that you can give them life.
他说你们能将生命给他。
You can give life to him.
你能将生命赐给他。
You know, so we, if we enjoy this life, we can also have this life to give to those people that come to us.
所以我当我们在这生命底下的时候，我们也能将这生命给那来到我们面前的人。
And if you come to Leviticus 10,
当你来到利未记十章，
he's saying that if you eat the sin offering,
他当说你吃了这个赎罪祭，
you should be able to bear the iniquity of the assembly,
你就能担当会众的罪孽，
to make expiation for them before Jehovah,
在他们面前为他们遮罪。
So don't you think this is a wonderful thing? We take Christ as our sin offering.
这非常的完美好。我们享受基督做我们的赎罪祭。
So that we can actually give life to others.
所以我们也能够把生命赐给别人。
Or we can bear their iniquity.
我们甚至还能当当他们的罪孽。
So that we can all rise up and bear the build the body of Christ.
使我们都被兴起建造基督的身体。
Okay, D here says.
是终点。
Through our genuine, intimate living and loving fellowship with God, who is light.We will realize that we are sinful, and we will take Christ as our sin offering and trespass offering.
Amen. 借着我们与那是光的神有真实、亲密、活泼、爱的交通，我们就看见自己是有罪的，而取用基督做我们的赎罪祭和赎愆祭。
Oh, the more we love the Lord and enjoy Him, the more we will know.How evil we are.
一小点，我们越爱主并享受它，我们就越认识我们是多么邪恶。
You know, some people when they come to FTTA,
有很多人当他们来到全世界的训练，
you know, they fellowship,
他们交通。
You see, they don't know why.
他说我不知道为什么。
When they come to FTTA,
当我来到全世界训练，
it seems like they are worse than before.
我看我自己比之前更糟了。
So I don't know if you heard Edmar share.
那个Edmar 弟兄就分享说
，They are not worse than before.
你并没有比之前更糟。
They just don't know it before.
你只是之前不知道你这么糟。
So if they come to the light.
所以你现在来到光面前
了。They say, "Oh, well, I'm pretty bad."
你才知道哦，原来我是这么烂。
So that they can confess.
所以我们才能够向主认罪。
So let's come to the light.
所以我们来到光面前。
So we know where we are.
我们知道我们真正的情形是如何。
And two, he said, realizing that we have a sinful nature and taking.Christ as our sin offering causes us to be judged and subdued, and this realization preserves us, for it causes us not to have any confidence in ourselves.
Amen. 第二小点，领悟我们有罪性，并取用基督做我们的赎罪祭，使我们受审判并被征服。这样的领悟保守我们，使我们不信靠自己。
And three, he said, man created by God for the purpose of expressing, representing him should be far, should be for nothing other than God and should be absolutely for God. Thus, anything we do out of ourselves, whether good or evil, is for ourselves. And since it is for ourselves and not for God, it is sinful in the eyes of God. Sin is being for the self.
Amen.三小点，人是神所造的，目的是要彰显并代表神，不该为着神以外的事物，乃该绝对为着神。因此，凡我们出于自己所做的，无论是好是坏，都是为自己做的。既是为自己做，而不是为神做的，在神眼中都是有罪的。罪乃是为着己。
I hope we really see this.
盼望我们真是看见这个。
Anything that we do for ourselves is considered a sin.
任何我们为自己做的事。都是罪。
And if you know that,
那如果你知道这个，
then you would understand why Paul says in Romans 3:23.
那如果你知道这个，你就知道为什么罗马书三章23节保罗说，
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为众人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
If we fall short of the glory of God, we sin.
我们亏缺了神的荣耀，我们就有罪。
If we are for ourselves, there is no glory. We sin.
在我们自己里面是没有荣耀的。
That's why in this portion of the word, it talks about everything we do for ourselves is sin, concerned from the Lord. These are all sins.
在神的眼里，只要是为自己做的，都是罪。
So I would like you to read it yourself. Because I try to end faster.
我要往前了。
So let's go to 4 here.
第四。
The Lord uses our failure to show us how horrible.Ugly and abominable we are, causing us to forsake all that is from the self and to completely depend on God.
四小点，主使用我们的失败给我们看见自己多么可怕、丑陋并可憎，使我们弃绝一切出于己的，完全依靠神。
Okay, when we come to E, it's talking about the trespass offering.
当我们来到第五终点，乃是说到赎愆祭。
Okay, how about let's all read it in our language?
我们一起读第五终点。取用基督做赎愆祭的实际，乃是经历他做救赎者、照耀者和掌权者，好在生命的交通里享受他做生命的供应。
Okay, let's all read one.
第一小点一起读。我们取用基督做我们的赎愆祭时，需要彻底的认我们一切的罪和不洁，而有无愧和清洁的良心。
Okay, how about let's also read 2, 3, and 4.
2, 3, 4，我们一起读。我们若认自己的罪，神在他的话上是信实的，必要赦免我们的罪，在他的救赎上是公义的，必要洗净我们一切的不义。不仅如此，基督做我们的长兄，是与父同在的辩护者，要恢复我们与父中断的交通，使我们住在神圣交通的享受里。神的儿子耶稣之血的洗净，解决了我们与神隔离的难处，我们良心里定罪的难处，以及从神撒旦来控告的难处，因而使我们过一种满有神同在的日常生活，在神圣的光中认我们的罪，并取用基督做我们的赎愆祭，乃是我们喝基督这活水的路，使我们成为新耶路撒冷。
Okay, when we read two, you know, I was quite touched by this.
当我念第二小点的时候，我很被摸着。
He said, when we sin, we need to confess.
当我们有罪，我们就要认罪。
You know, our Father is a God of love.
我们的父是爱。
But He is also a God of righteousness.
他也是公义的。
So we need to deal with our sin.
所以我们要对付我们的罪。
You know, but brother, you said this matter with the father.
李弟兄说，在跟父之间的关系。
This is a family affair.
这是一个家庭的事。
Oh, I was so touched. This is a family affair.
我非常的摸着，这是一个家庭的事。
And we have an elder brother.
我们有一个长兄。
Who is not just our savior? He's our advocate.
他不仅是我们的拯救主，他还是我们的辩护者。
You know, we are such sinful person.
我们是非常有罪的。
We cannot take care of our own case.
我们照顾不了自己的情形。
We need an advocate.
我们需要一个辩护者。
And this advocate is just our Lord.
这辩护者就是我们的主。
He will come in and deal with this family affair with our father.
他进来到父面前，在父面前为我们解决这个家庭的问题。
Don't you think that is wonderful?
这实在是非常的美妙。
You know, it is good for us to know.
我们需要知道这事。
You know, our relationship with the Lord.
我们与主的关系。
Is not going to be changed.
是永远不会改变的。
Once we receive the Lord,
当我们接受主之后，
we are His children.
我们就是他的儿女。
But our fellowship with the Lord,
当我们与神的交通，
may be changed.
有可能改变，
depending on our situation.
这在于我们的情形如何。
So our relationship with the Lord is unconditional.
我们与神的关系是没有任何条件。
But our fellowship with the Lord is conditional.
但我们与神的交通是有条件的。
We need to deal with our sin.
我们必须要对付我们的罪。
And we need our advocate.To restore us back to a proper fellowship with the Lord.
我们需要这位辩护者把我们带回到与神正确的关系。
Don't you think this is wonderful?
你不觉得这很美好吗？
Oh, we have an advocate.
我们有一位辩护者。
So five here says.
第五小点
说。Taking Christ as our trespass offering to receive the forgiveness of sin, issue in our fearing God and loving God.
取用基督做我们的赎愆祭，得着罪的赦免，结果使我们敬畏神并爱神。
You know such fellowship, such shining of the Lord.
这样的交通，神的光照。
We should not think that it is going to bring us into condemnation.
是会把我们带到一个定罪里。
It is just for us to, you know, to turn back to the Lord.
使我们能转回向神。
You know, so that He can give us this holy, righteous fear.
使我们能有这样的一个正确的敬畏。
To restore our fellowship with our Father.
恢复我们与父之间的交通。
Okay, let's come to Roman number 4.
我们来到最后第四个大点。
Okay, let's all read it together.
我们一起读。我们在神圣的交通中享受基督，就在属灵的生活中不断地经历一个循环，其中有四件紧要事，就是永远的生命。永远生命的交通，神圣的光，以及神儿子耶稣的血，这样的循环在神圣生命的成长上带我们向前，直到我们生命成熟， 团体的达到了长成的人，达到了基督丰满之身材的度量。
Okay, you know, it talks about this cycle of life.
在这里说到一个生命的循环。
Instead of me speaking too much about this,
以及我自己说一些话。
I would like to lead you to another footnote.
我愿意在这里再把你们带到另外一个注解。
And this footnote is in 1 John 1:7.
这在约翰一书一章七节。
That verse says, But if we walk in the light that is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from every sin.
这节说，但我们若在光中行，如同神在光中，就彼此有交通。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
There is a footnote on that word blood.
他在血这个字上呢有一个注解。
First, it talks about our relationship with the Lord never changed, but our fellowship with the Lord may change.
刚才我们说了，我们与神的关系是不会改变的，但我们与他的交通可能会改变。
But after that, it is in this footnote.
就在这个注解里。
He said, in this section of the word, there is a cycle of our spiritual life.
在这段话里有我们属灵生活的循环。
A cycle in our spiritual life.
我们属灵生活的循环。
A cycle formed of four crucial things.
由四件要紧的事形成。
The eternal life, the fellowship of the eternal life, the divine light, and the blood of Jesus, the Son of God.
永远的生命，永远生命的交通，神圣的光。以及神儿子耶稣的血。
Eternal life issue in its fellowship.
永远的生命产生永远生命的交通。
And the fellowship of eternal lives bring us into the divine light.
永远生命的交通带进神圣的光。
And the divine light increases the need for the blood of Jesus, the Son of God, that we may have more eternal life.
神圣的光增加对神儿子耶稣之血的需要，使我们更多得着永远的生命。
The more we have the eternal life, the more of its fellowship it brings to us.
我们越多得着永远的生命，这生命所带给我们神圣的生命的交通就越多。
The more fellowship of the divine light we enjoy, the more divine light we receive.
我们越多享受神圣生命的交通，所得着神圣的光就越多。
The more divine life we receive, the more we participate in the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们越多得着神圣的光，就越有份于耶稣之血的洗净。
Okay, now listen.
请注意。
Such a cycle will bring us onward in the growth of the divine light, in the divine life.Until we reach the maturity of life.
这样的循环在神圣生命的成长上带我们向前，直到我们生命成熟。
Don't you think this is wonderful?
你不觉得这非常的美好吗？
Saints, we have a way.
弟兄姊妹们，我们一条路。
To grow unto maturity.
使我们能长到成熟。
You know, I'm actually very worried when Ron talks about we need to be raptured ready.
当 Brother Ron 说我们需要是预备好能被提，我非常的担心。
I don't think I'm the only one that is worried.
我觉得我应该不是唯一一个觉得担心的人。
You know, one brother invited me to a very nice lunch because he was so worried.
有一个弟兄还甚至把我请去吃一顿很好的饭，因为他太担心了。
You know, so after that lunch, I'm also very worried.
但是跟他吃完那顿饭之后，我也有点担心了。
How can we be raptured ready?
我们怎么能够预备好被提呢？
The answer is here.
那个答案就在这里。
The cycle.
这循环。
Of four crucial things.
这四件紧要事的循环。
The eternal life.
永远的生命。
The fellowship of the eternal life.
永远生命的交通。
Which will bring us to the divine light.
使我们带到神圣的光。
So we can be ushered into the blood of Jesus Christ.
使我们能被带进神儿子耶稣的血。
You know, so the more we are in the blood, the more we have light, the more we have light, we have more fellowship, the more fellowship, we have more eternal life.
我们越有血，我们就越看到光，越在光，我们就越有交通，交通就越带进更多的生命。
Until we grow unto maturity.
直到我们长到完全的成熟。
So, brothers and sisters, let's have faith. We will all be raptured ready.
弟兄姊妹，我们要有信心，我们是能够预备好被
Jerry, do you believe that?
Jerry, 弟兄，你相信吗？
We can be raptured ready.
我们可以预备好被提。
If we dive into this cycle of the divine life.
那我们需要 深入的进入这个生命的循环。
So may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神对我们赐怜悯。
Okay. Yeah.